Our first reading is in Job, chapter 6, verses 1 to 31. Starting at verse 1. Then Job replied, "If only my anguish could be weighed, and all my misery be placed on the scales, it would surely outweigh the sand of the sea. No wonder my words have been impetuous. The arrows of the Almighty are in me. My spirit drinks their poison. God's terrors are marshalled against me. Does a wild donkey bray when it has grass, or an ox bellow when it has fodder? Is tasteless food eaten without salt, or is there flavour in the sap of the mallow? I refuse to touch it. Such food makes me ill. Oh, that I might have my request, that God would grant what I hope for, that God would be willing to crush me, to let loose his hand and cut off my life. Then I would still have my consolation, my joy in unrelenting pain, that I had not denied the words of the Holy One. What strength do I have that I should still hope? What prospects that I should be patient? Do I have the strength of stone? Is my flesh blood bronze? Do I have any power to help myself now that success has been driven from me? Anyone who withholds kindness from a friend forsakes the fear of the Almighty. But my brothers are as undependable as intermittent streams, as the streams that overflow when they're darkened by thawing ice and swallow with melting snow. But that stop flowing in a dry season and in the heat vanishes from their channel. Caravans turn aside from their routes and they go off into the wasteland and perish. The caravans of Tema look for water. The travelling merchants of Sheba look for in hope. They are distressed because they had been confident. They arrived there only to be disappointed. Now you too have proved to be of no help. You see of something dreadful and are afraid. Have I ever said, give something on my behalf, pay a ransom for me from your wealth, deliver me from the hand of the enemy, rescue me from the clutches of the ruthless. Teach me and I will be quiet. Show me where I have been wrong. How painful are honest words, but what do your arguments prove? Do you mean to correct what I say and treat my desperate words as wind? You would ever cast lots for the fatherless and barter for away your friends. But now be so kind as to look at me. Would I lie to your face? Relent. Do not be unjust. Reconsider, for my integrity is at stake. Is there any wickedness on my lips? Can my mouth not discern malice?"